Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
I know years ago when we started sending Ed from Georgia Paranormal Investigation out to homes, I had a large amount of skepticism when it came to ghosts and spirits like that. But in doing it all these years, or even this week, and hearing all these sounds, I don't know if you don't believe how you could still not believe.
It's the disembodied voices for me. So I know the spirit box and like they can come through electronically and like, you know, pull little snippets as through the fast moving radio stations. But it's when they're just recording and they don't hear it in the moment, but they go back and listen and you can clearly hear a voice that's not theirs. That's the one that just sends me.
Creepy.
So Maria, who told us she's a P1 when she came in here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for listening all these years.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Well, Maria's brought her daughter in here, Veronica. They're from Norcross, and they got themselves a spooky, freaky little house. All right, so tell us everything that goes on in that, because I'm reading the synopsis, and it... Did you know all this stuff before you moved into the house?
I did not.
Okay, yeah.
What do you think? My husband and I got married about 13 years ago.
Okay.
And it didn't happen right away. We had been living there for a few years, and then some things started happening, mostly to Veronica.
Okay.
And then just recently, I started having some occurrences. But everybody in the house right now, and there's a lot of people in the house.
How many are in the house?
There are 10 of us.
Wow. She's tired. The way she rolled her eyes. Oh, there's 10 of us.
They're adults, but they act like kids. So everybody has had an occurrence. Veronica has married and moved out, but she had some very freaky ones.
You say moved out. We say escaped.
Probably.
So before we get into the occurrences, what is the history of the home that you found out after you had purchased it?
Well, my husband has been there for 24 years.
Oh, wow.
So we don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Veronica, how old were you? Because your mom was saying it was happening to you a lot. How old were you when the first time something happened? And what was it?
I was maybe 16, 17.
Okay.
So one of the first things that happened was... I was sleeping downstairs. My room is in the basement of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sleeping and I felt someone kind of like scratch my back. But instead of getting scared or anything, I just kind of like smacked my teeth out of annoyance and just turned around, saw nothing was there, went back to sleep.
You also got 9 other people in the house. So you're thinking somebody's down there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And then another time, again, I was in my room sleeping and I heard someone banging on my door at 3 a.m. And I'm a huge horror fanatic. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I am not opening that door.
You've seen how
the smart move.
Yeah.
She's seen how this ends, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then when you're telling your mom these things are going on, what's her reaction initially?
At first, she just kind of like looked at me kind of like, no, okay. But I think as time went on, she started to sort of believe me a little more.
Did you think, oh, she's watching too many of these movies?
Yeah, because she's huge into horror films, and many times, of course, you watch those when it's dark and you're about to go to sleep. So I'm thinking, well, you know, it can't be anything harming her. Maybe she's like in that state where you're half asleep, half awake.
Right.
So kind of in disbelief, but like in the last couple of weeks, I've had some occurrences. So.
Like what?
Oh, gosh. I was in the dining room by myself. One of my dogs started going crazy, barking at the French doors that we have that lead to the deck in the back. I go to turn on the light, and three times the switch turns off. Yeah, and it hasn't happened since then. A few days later, again in the dining room eating by myself, there's a knock on the door, and the three dogs go crazy like they usually do when there's a knock on the door. Mm-hmm. They run to the door. The Ring camera is tied into the porch light. The light didn't come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the door. There's nobody there. Of course, I'm not going out to look at it. Mm-hmm. But the dogs heard it. I heard it. So, yeah, that freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Veronica had a couple more.
There's more?
That were creepier.
Yeah, one time, again, I was in my room sleeping, and I felt someone start tugging on my blanket.
No.
And again, I wasn't scared. I was more annoyed, so I just kind of smacked my hand down on the blanket.
I mean, yeah, you're 16. You're annoyed at everything anyway.
Yeah. And then one other time, so we didn't have a bathroom downstairs in the basement, so I would have to walk upstairs if I needed to go. So it was like 3 a.m, got up, went to the bathroom. On my way back down, I heard someone whisper something in my ear. It was a while ago, so I can't really remember what it was now, but I heard it.
Was it like, you didn't flush?
You forgot to wash your hair.
Give me the blanket.
So I kind of just turned my flashlight on to kind of see maybe if it was one of my brothers or something. Mm-hmm. No one was there.
Nothing there at all.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. So you guys have felt it for sure. You've heard it for sure. So now we're going to make it official. Ed came over to your house in Norcross, checked things out. He's got plenty of sounds for you guys to listen to. So it's only going to confirm what you already know. Okay. Are you ready for this?
We're ready.
All right. We'll bring Ed in next.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/BERT to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R. BORHERS.com/BERT. BORHERS.com/BERT. Weightless by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit BORHERS.com.
Maria and her daughter, Veronica from Norcross, are about to get confirmation of what they already know, that there are ghosts and there are spirits in their Norcross home. She was telling us earlier that there are knocks on the door with no one there, figures walking by the window at night. Veronica has felt like scratches on her back and blankets ripped off her, and there's nobody in the room with her. What am I missing here?
I think you covered it, man.
Did we cover it?
I think you covered everything they covered in the last break. What I do want to do is let everybody know what happened at the house and why there might be spirits there.
So this is my husband and I's second marriage. His ex-wife, her brother, moved in with them when they bought the house. And he lived in the house after their divorce because he worked with my husband. He was there doing the math, maybe a total of about 11 years. And he moved out because we needed the rooms because I have four kids and he, my husband has two. So we asked him to move out. We needed the room and he did. He moved in with a sister and her three kids. And unfortunately, one day he had a manic episode and he chased his mom, his aunt, two of the children into the bathroom. And this was in the other house where they lived. Chased them into the bathroom and he killed the kids, injured his mom and his aunt. And then he turned the gun and killed himself.
Oh my goodness. God. I didn't know any of this. Wow.
This was in the townhome where he lived with his sister. But because he lived in our house for so long, that's why. And I don't feel scared when these things happen. Even if I'm home alone, I don't feel scared. So that's why I'm thinking maybe it's him, because he was just in the room. He would come down, get his plate, go back upstairs.
Yeah.
Nobody would see him. He just stayed in that room. We haven't had much activity in that room, but the people who have lived in that room say that they have these very nasty nightmares and have actually felt like people on top of them attacking them. So I'm not sure, but because of the history, I'm thinking it might be him.
This could, this is sad and a little terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Ed from Georgia Paranormal Investigations went on over to your Norcross home. Ed, where do we start, man? Because Tommy says of all the times we've done this, of all the times, he said the first piece of audio you have to play today is the scariest he's ever heard.
Absolutely. In fact, it kind of took us aback, too, when we listened to it. So I'll just, you know, start off right away with that one. We were down in the bedroom where the sheets were moving, and you could hear Brian ask, we talked earlier about the sheets moving. Then you hear something growl right into the recorder.
We talked earlier about the sheets moving.
Are you serious?
No, ain't no way.
And we didn't hear that at all. Brian actually lay down on the bed, and we were trying to get whatever was there to move the sheets.
Yeah.
And then we got that growl.
And that was in Veronica's room.
That was Veronica's room.
Ooh, Maria, you okay?
That's a little freaky.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going back to the basement.
That's frightening.
Maria's like, hey, you know what? I haven't been scared of them up until now. Right. Wow. Can we hear that one more time? That is crazy.
We talked earlier about the sheets moving.
Whoa.
And Ed, you're a very stand-up guy. You can go ahead and reassure our listeners. Like, there's no manipulation to any of this audio.
There's absolutely none. Like I said, Brian's laying on the bed to see if we get any reaction. He has a wrist recorder, and we even had him try to duplicate the sounds by moving it on the sheets, and he couldn't duplicate it. It just It was just there.
Ooh, if I'm you, I'm putting like some dog food down there today. Anything? Some squeaky toys?
Some Milky Bone treats?
Yes.
A little bit of peanut butter?
Anything? Okay.
Raw steak might help.
Ooh, yeah, raw steak.
That is intense.
All right. Veronica's so happy she doesn't live there anymore. All right. What else?
Okay. On this next one, Tommy says, try and make the board squeak on the steps. And we hear, all right.
Try and make the boards squeak on the steps.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Faintly, yeah.
Faintly, yeah. Do it again.
Try and make the boards squeak on the steps.
Is that common where you can give them a command and they actually do it?
Well, we could just ask. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they come back and say yes. Sometimes you don't hear anything. Sometimes they'll actually do what you ask them to.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it didn't happen this time because Tommy heard the squeak before he asked that question and wanted it to happen again, and it didn't. Whew.
I'm a little rattled from the first one still.
Yeah, that growl. Yeah.
You could throw anything at us right now.
Well, we probably would have left the house if we actually heard that.
Yeah, but. I would have
Yeah. Okay, on this next one, Tommy asks, do you live in the house? Then you hear a deep voice say, step away.
Did you live in this house?
Oh, God, yes. And again, I'm going to remind you guys, sometimes if you're listening in your car, it might be difficult to hear. We can hear it loud and clear in our headphones. So later on today, if you really want to freak yourself out, go and listen to it and turn it up. Will you play it again?
Did you live in this house?
Oof.
Okay.
All right, let's check in with these guys. How we doing? You guys both look a little freaked out.
Very sweaty palms.
Let us know when your knees get weak. Okay.
But you've said that you've never felt unsafe in the home, right?
No.
Yeah, not until now.
That growl would do it.
Well, you have to think, too, you're not there. We are. We're strangers in your house.
Right.
So is it directed at us? Is it always there or whatever? Okay, on this next one, we got Tommy. Tommy asked a lot of questions. In fact,
hold on one sec. Now I'm putting things together.
Yeah.
So you said you felt that scratch on your back. Mm-hmm. And we just heard that first sound of the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Two together, maybe?
Oh. Instead of a person, it could have been an animal?
It felt more like...
nails?
Like, yeah, nails. Yeah. Like
okay, because that was a Rottweiler for sure. That was a big-ass dog.
Maybe okay. You get to choose your second form in the next life. Maybe you always wanted to be a dog. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, wolf. That's what it sounded like. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, on this next one, Tommy asks... tell me how old you are, and we get a response saying, young.
Tell me how old you are.
Yeah, that response never changes. I know this as fact. That's what I say also. Play it one more time.
Tell me how old you are.
Dang.
And,
I wish you would have said, I'm dead, man. I'm not aging well. Okay, and I'm not aging well. I'm dead.
Well, he's young in the afterlife. Okay, on this next one... I say, do you think we were mean to Tommy? We played a prank on him. So anyway, and we get the answer, yes.
Did you think we were mean to Tommy?
Oh, I could hear it immediately.
Aww.
What was the prank?
Well, we put Tommy in the bathroom where the dogs go crazy. And so Brian closed the door. So we're going to close the door and had the spirit box going in there. And then Brian jiggled the handle like he was trying to get back in. And asked Tommy if he locked the door, and Tommy said, no, I don't have a key or anything. And Tommy tried to pull the door. Brian was holding the door.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah, he said he didn't get scared, but he was all sweaty and kind of pale when he came out. Nah, he did great. But Brian had asked, did you like that prank? And we got absolutely nothing. Then I asked, you know, did it upset him or make him mad? And then immediately, yes. And when we heard it, it had like a tone like they were really mad at us.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, they responded to him during the whole investigation more than they did Brian and myself. We heard a female voice and a male voice, and the female voice was very, very kind to Tommy. So don't tell his wife about it.
I mean, look at the dude. You can't hide sexy.
That's true. That's true. But anyway, they seemed to be very protective of him. And that was kind of interesting.
Huh.
So you may be right, Maria. There's nothing to fear. They may be protecting you, too. Okay, on this next one, Tommy asks, who is your favorite music artist? And we hear Dead.
Who is your favorite music artist?
Dead. Grateful Dead.
That was our first thought, too. Yeah. But then again, maybe their favorite artist is Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on this next one, Brian asks, we still haven't caught your name. Can you tell us your name? And we hear the answer, Odette.
We still haven't caught your name. Can you tell us your name?
Odette. Mm. Is that close to any of the people that you were telling us about earlier?
His mom actually passed away since the incident as a result of something else. Mm-hmm. But no, that wasn't her name
Not
either.
Not close. Okay.
No. Okay. And well, this last one that we got for you is kind of interesting, too. We set up a camcorder down in the old bedroom of yours, and it has a microphone on it, and we were upstairs investigating, and then when I reviewed this, this is a sound we got from the bedroom with nobody in there.
Just a bunch of rattling?
Yeah, it sounds like a piece of tin, like somebody was shaking a piece of tin and how that sound makes.
Okay. Yeah, we started strong with that very first one, man. It's like anything we were going to hear after that was going to pale in comparison, right?
Right.
So is that it?
That's it.
All right, I want to hear that first one again, though.
We talked earlier about the sheets moving. Move the sheet for us, please.
Wow. That is so
That's
so
terrifying.
Weird.
That is.
Hey, so it's the confirmation for sure what you guys have been feeling in that house, right? How you feel about going back there today?
Well, I have to go back.
I've got no choice.
And it confirmed what you guys pretty much already knew, right?
Yeah.
And nothing has happened to you guys previously. And you said your husband has been in this house over 20 years, right?
He's never heard, seen, felt anything.
So while those noises are pretty freaky, the bottom line here, common sense-wise, is nothing has ever happened to you guys. So it's there, but you're still safe.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not attacking anybody. Okay. It really liked Veronica.
Yeah. And she was like, deuces.
Yeah, gotta go.
Time to go.
I don't like dogs. Gotta go. You guys, thanks for coming in. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks. And thanks for listening so long also.
Absolutely.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
East of the Pacific, making histories of Asian American art. On view now through August 16th at the Columbus Museum of Art. Featuring more than 60 works of artists of Asian descent, the exhibition explores how migration across the Pacific has shaped American art and culture. Experience the stories, perspectives, and artistic contributions that continue to influence our world. Don't miss East of the Pacific, making histories of Asian American art, now through August 16th. Plan your visit today at columbusmuseum.org.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait. Getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.